I was talking to a person the other day, and they believe that God created, has such a plan for everything that everybody has a particular purpose. And that would rule out any kind of choice that you might have. And that would be my question. Do people really have a choice, or is everything preordained?
Well, I'm of the belief. I'm not one of these people who believes that you don't really have a choice. I believe that we do have a choice. That's why God asks us to choose. He says, you know, choose ye this day who you will serve. Christ said to the rich young ruler, come and follow me. And he actually asked him to be an apostle. No one will ever know what the history would have been, but God's plan for that young man, and this is in Mark chapter 10, was to be a follower. And he went away. He chose not to because he loved his money more. So we can choose to follow the Lord. We can choose not to follow him. I'm of the opinion we definitely have a choice. Now, because God knows everything, some people think that he's making it happen. But just because someone knows something doesn't mean that they're forcing people to make choices. God gives us freedom to choose. He may know what we're going to do, but that doesn't mean he's making it happen.
So that would be God's mercy and love for you to make your own choices.
Yeah. Well, you cannot love without freedom. In other words, we cannot choose to love God if he pre-programs us and makes us love him. That's not love. That would be like you're programming your computer to say, I love you, I love you, I love you, and that's not love. Love must be an intelligent, free choice.
And my interpretation was that if everything was planned out to that nth degree, then if I'm born into sin, then I'm going to hell.
Yeah, if that was true, you would be right. But see, I believe that there's a big difference between God planning everything and God knowing everything. God's plan for everybody is to be saved. Now, let me give you some scripture. God who would have all men to be saved. And that's then you got 2nd, that was, I think, Timothy. And then God says in 2 Peter chapter 3, he's not willing that any should perish. So that's God's perfect will. But we know many will perish because they don't choose. And there's that verse that says, many are called, but few are chosen. And what that means is many are called, but few choose to respond in the original translation. And so we all have freedom of choice. That's why Jesus invites everybody in the great invitation. Whosoever will, let him come. Come unto me all who are weary and heavy laden. Now, not all will choose. Judas chose to turn his back on Christ. Jesus knew what he would do, but he didn't make him do it. See what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And thank you very much.